This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. President issues Constitutional Council ordinance after cabinet resubmission. Task force to consult former officials, experts on constitutional amendment discussion today. And a blast at a fireworks factory in China's Hunan province has killed 26 people and left 61 wounded. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil has issued the Constitutional Council Functions, Duties, Powers and Procedures First Ordinance 2026, Ordinance 2026 First Amendment. The ordinance was promulgated after the government resubmitted the recommendation following an earlier return by the President, who had asked the Cabinet to reconsider the proposal. Earlier, the Council of Ministers had forwarded the ordinance to the President for approval. However, after it was initially sent back for review, the Cabinet meeting decided to resend the same proposal without making any changes. Following this, President Paudil proceeded to issue the ordinance. A task force formed to prepare a discussion paper on possible constitution amendments is set to hold consultations today with former heads of constitutional bodies, former chief secretaries, foreign affairs experts and retired senior administrators. The consultation will take place from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and will be chaired by Asim Shah, who is the political advisor to Prime Minister Balendra Shah. According to the Task Force Member Secretary Leela Dharsubedi, the discussion will collect expert inputs and suggestions on potential areas of constitutional reforms. The initiative follows a decision made during a task force meeting on the 22nd of April to engage former senior officials, chief secretaries, foreign policy experts and administrative specialists in the consultation process. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has defended the government's decision to bar partisan politics from educational institutions and civil service, calling it essential to restore merit and public trust. The move, introduced through an ordinance, prohibits party flags on campuses and restricts political affiliation within the bureaucracy. Shah said student bodies and sections of the civil service had long functioned as extensions of political parties, undermining professionalism. He said merit was replaced by connections and competence by political loyalty. He emphasized that students should learn politics from teachers, not from party crowds, while civil servants should follow rules and serve the public, not under political shelter. The Prime Minister maintained that the reform does not curtail rights but strengthens professional independence, adding that appointments, transfers and promotions will now be based on procedure, capability and performance. Framing the decision as institutional reform, Saha said the goal is not to promote, is to promote responsible value-based political understanding among students while ensuring a neutral and service-oriented civil service. The policy has triggered debate with some student groups warning of protest and calling it a restriction on political space. Today, the World Asthma Day is being organized by organizing various programs. The theme for the day this year is access to anti-inflammatory inhalers for everyone with asthma, still an urgent need. According to data unveiled by the Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Anuj Bhattachan, around 6 to 8% people in Nepal are affected by asthma and the risk of catching it has further increased with growing urbanization, increasing air pollution and weather and climate change. Asthma affects people of all age groups, including children and adolescents. The World Health Organization estimates that around 260 to 300 million people worldwide are affected by asthma, which can lead to limitations in physical activities, can cause sleep disorders and continuous fatigue. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A blast at a fireworks factory in China's Hunan province has killed 26 people and left 61 wounded, according to the state media. Rescue operations have wrapped up at the Hua Song fireworks plant in the southern city of Linyong after an explosion on Monday afternoon forced authorities to evacuate everyone within a 3-kilometer radius of the plant. Authorities deployed more than 1,500 emergency responders along with dogs, drones and robots. They rescued 7 people who were trapped under debris. Police, who are investigating the cause of the blast, have taken control measures against the staff in charge of the fireworks company. Authorities said that 2 gunpowder warehouses within the factory area had posed a high risk amid rescue efforts. Besides evacuating people near the fireworks plant, rescuers also implemented measures like humidifying the area to prevent secondary accidents during the rescue. The impact of the blast was so destructive that windows of a nearby residential building were shattered, a CCTV reporter noted in a televised broadcast from the scene. The ages of the injured range from their 20s to 60s, and some suffered bone injuries after being hit by flying debris. The United Arab Emirates Ministry of Foreign Affairs has strongly condemned what it described as a renewed and unprovoked Iranian aggression involving missiles and drones. In a statement, the ministry denounced the attacks and warned against further escalation, stressing the need to respect international law and regional stability. The UAE reiterated its firm rejection of any actions that threaten security and sovereignty, emphasizing the importance of de-escalation and diplomatic solutions amid rising tensions in the region. The statement comes against the backdrop of increasing instability in West Asia, with concerns growing over the potential impact on global security and energy markets. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather late afternoon and in the evening will be generally cloudy, especially in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while it will be partly cloudy in the remaining parts of the country. There is also possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning in some places of Kosi and a few places in Mades and Bagmati provinces, as well as the hilly regions of the country. Light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President issues Constitutional Council ordinance after cabinet resubmission. Task force to consult former officials, experts on constitutional amendment discussion paper today. And a blast at a fireworks factory in China's Hunan province has killed 26 people and left 61 wounded. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.